Good morning. You are plugged into Long Island. This is Joe Rock for Long Island's only classic rock station, 102.3 WBAB, and Long Island's number one hit music station, 106.1 BLI. My guest this morning is Margaret Campisi, the president of the West Islip Breast Cancer Coalition. Good morning, Margaret. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
So it's that time of year again. We're back.
It is. It came around real fast, but here it is.
So it's funny because the way you say that, there's a lot of work involved in what you do.
Well, it takes me a year to get it together. I start in January, and then the event is in August. Mm-hmm. And then after that, it's the aftermath of the event, the thank yous, the gathering everything up, putting it away. So right up to Christmas.
Okay. So for any listeners who don't know, we're talking about your clam shucking contest.
That is correct. And it's the 23rd year that we're having this clam shucking contest. It originated over in Kismet for 20 years, and now for the last 3 years, it's at Nikki's on the Bay in the Bayshore Marina. And we are thrilled that it's there.
Okay, so now this is a fundraiser, though, absolutely,
right? It is a fundraiser, but it is the most fun fundraiser ever. And just everybody loves it, everybody knows about it, and whoever don't know about it, you have to come and see it, because then you'll never miss it again.
There you go. So before we get into talking about the event itself, what I want to talk about a little bit is the West Islip Breast Cancer Coalition. Mm-hmm. Give us just like a basic idea.
Okay, we are all volunteers, and this is actually our 25th anniversary this year. So what we do basically is fundraise all year long and raise the funds that we need to support a program called Lend a Helping Hand. Mm-hmm. And that program provides free services to all the women going through breast cancer, about no matter what they need, if it's co-payments for their medical, transportation to their treatments, clean their house, send them some pizzas, you know, whatever, childcare, whatever they need to make their journey going through breast cancer just a little bit easier.
Okay. Now, that's really, you know, there's a lot involved in doing that. This is certainly not a simple task by any stretch of the imagination.
It is not. And we do have a great office assistant that takes care of the calls that come in. And it's a lot of preparation and coordination on what the client needs. Mm-hmm. And then schedule, let's say it's treatments. And say the woman needs 25 treatments.
Yeah.
So we coordinate her transportation to go back and forth, because you can't really drive yourself.
Right.
And so there's a lot of work involved. And we have a wonderful, wonderful board that gives their all to it and our office. So this way it all comes together for good and we make it happen.
Okay. So to start with, if somebody's listening right now and they think, I could probably use some of those services, what is the easiest way for them to find you?
The easiest way to find us is either just go to the website, which is wibcc.org, or call our office at 631-669-7770. Now, we are the West Islip Breast Cancer Coalition for Long Island, Inc. However, there are other wonderful coalitions who do the same wonderful work. Mm-hmm. So let's just say you live in Babylon. You would call the Babylon Coalition, because you go first to your catchment area. But if there's no coalition in your area, or the ones that are in Long Island here don't cover a lot of areas. I mean, we've helped people as far as Queens. So we're for everybody.
Right.
So that's how you would go about it. In the town that you live in, check out if there's a coalition in it. You would call that coalition. If not, and call us, and we'd be more than happy to help.
Okay. So once again, if you're just joining us, my guest this morning is Margaret Campisi. She's the president of the West Islip Breast Cancer Coalition. And coming up August 8th, it's your largest fundraising event for the year?
Yes, it is. It's the biggie.
So let's talk about the insanity of the day, because I witnessed it. It was your first year at Nikki's,
yes.
So it was 3 years ago.
Yes.
I got to be there, and I was not expecting what I saw.
It's a party. You asked JP.
Yeah, I remember when you saying how first got involved with
you. Yeah, he really just went over there for the day. I think he was on vacation, and it happened to be the day of the clam shucking, and he says, wow, what a party. And he called me up, and I was thrilled. He said, boy, he's really like to get involved with that party you're having over there. And that was the greatest day of my life, because WBAB has just been wonderful. And it's been such a great honor to have it sponsored by WBAB and all you wonderful guys that come that day. So it from that day forward, it just even got better.
Okay, so try as best you can to explain to somebody listening on the radio who's never been there before what to expect if they come out.
Okay, it is an actual clam shucking contest. We have guys who sign up to shuck clams who are very serious about it, and, you know, very good and very fast. And then you get guys who get up there and they don't even know how to open up a clam. So it's really for fun. It's really for fun. And the crowd just goes nuts watching it and cheering for their friends that are up there. And it just really is basically, I'll do this and try and win that mm-hmm. trophy, or I'm going to do this just to get up there and make a fool of myself and have fun. You know, that's basically what it is. And also, of course, we have a wonderful DJ that is so good to us. He volunteers his time every year, and he's from Kismet. And it's called a Beach Blender, and his name is Brian. And he plays the music, and he accompanies mm-hmm. the WBAB. And then we have food. We have plenty of food that we sell, and wine and beer, and umpteen prizes that you can put your tickets in to win. They're raffle prizes. So, of course, bring your money. And your credit card.
Bring your money, but don't expect to take it home.
No, it's not like you're going to win. Although you can. We do have one prize that's a grand prize, mm-hmm. and it's you buy the ticket, and you get three chances to win. It could be $2,500, $1,000, or $500. So one ticket gives you three chances to win that. So you can go home with cash.
There you go.
But basically, you go home with these big, beautiful baskets of prizes. And it's really a win-win for everybody.
Yeah. So the one thing that I remember the most out of all this is just there was just so many people pouring in. Now, this is like an all-day event. This is not just like, oh, we're going to be here for 2 hours and we're going to split. Right. So what time do you kick off?
It starts at 11 and people tend to get there earlier than that. We're not necessarily ready, but it technically starts at 11 and runs till 4-ish.
It's a 4-ish.
And it's an all-day thing. And what's great about having it in Nikki's is that you can come anytime you want and leave. I mean, you could be on your lunch hour and come. It isn't, Kismet was wonderful. We had the best 20 years ever at Kismet. But you do have to go over and you're basically kind of there for the day.
Yeah.
You know, and you have to, you know, get back on the ferry to come home. So that's okay. And it worked for everybody. But this is like in and out. You can come in and out. Like you say, there's a flow that comes in and out right. all day long. And over the day, there's always like 500 people there because it's just an influx of coming in. Then say, well, now I'm going to go home and maybe I'll go back later and see if I won.
There you go.
So it's great. Plenty of parking. And it just seems to be fitting very well for us now.
There you go. So once again, if you're just joining us, my guest this morning is Margaret Campisi. She's the president of the West Islip Breast Cancer Coalition. And we're talking about the clam shucking contest you have coming up August 8th. Nikki's on the Bay, right in Babylon. So
Bayshore.
Stuck in my head. So let me ask this question. In the neighborhood of how much money do you raise from this event?
Anywhere from $40,000 to $60,000.
Okay. Now, how much does it take the West Islip Breast Cancer Coalition to operate for a year?
Well, that's hard to say because you never know how many clients are going to mm-hmm. call. And we are very fortunate to have this fundraiser, the Clam Shucking Contest, right. and the Long Island 2-Day, which is our second biggest fundraiser. And then there's some small ones here mm-hmm. and there. A great, great one. October 27th, don't forget it, Bowling for Boobs, run by WBAB. We're doing two commercials at once.
There you go.
And that is the best, for me, the best fundraiser ever, because I don't have to go crazy all year long. And to go there and bowl, and I bowl terrible. And it's just so much fun. And there's, again, tons of prizes.
Right.
So that's a very big fundraiser for us. So all in all, our goal mm-hmm. is to raise $200,000 for the year. Don't necessarily do it, but if we do, then we can better help each client that we get.
Right.
Because what these women and men go through in expenses for even just co-payments and transportation, you know, buy a wig, house cleaning, whatever it is, it really crushes their financial situation. Mm-hmm. And insurances are good and cover things, but not everything. So,
well, one of the things that a lot of people don't realize, now, unfortunately, breast cancer has touched my life numerous times. My wife is a breast cancer survivor. My mm-hmm. mother had it but did not survive. Mm. I have sisters who were survivors. And if you live on Long Island, you know somebody. It used to be, we would say, if you live on Long Island, if you don't know somebody, you know somebody who knows somebody.
Yes.
Now it's not even that. If you live on Long Island, you know somebody.
Unfortunately, it seems to be an epidemic of it. And we're, you know, supporting people who do research so that this is the key, that if they can come up with something that can arrest it or prevent it, that would be great. But even at the onset, something, the medication has improved over the years, and women are not suffering as much going through it as they did past years ago. So we're moving forward, but unfortunately, like any other cancer, it just hasn't been eliminated.
Right.
And so, like you say, it's prevalent on Long Island. At one time, they thought West Islip was the hub of it. And the woman, Lorraine Pace, who actually started the Breast Cancer Coalition for West Islip, she ran a survey with the water and everything to try and figure out where it was. And there are a lot of clusters.
Mm-hmm.
But then it went statewide and nationwide, and they found out this cluster's everywhere. But it seemed like it was really hitting hard on Long Island, and we didn't know what it was. So it's a process, I think, of figuring it out. But I want to add something about the fundraiser. I am not a lone ranger.
Mm-hmm.
So many wonderful people that volunteer their time. They take off from work. They plan their vacations that week and work so hard at the fundraiser the day of and even before and preparing for it. And I can never say enough of my wonderful board that puts their all into their volunteering, their full-time jobs, whatever, and they never put a second. We're always first in their minds and in their hearts. So it takes a village to run and make it successful. So at this point, I'd like to really get out there and say thank you for everybody that helped. And thank you for the people that come and support it and buy the raffles, buy your beer, buy your wine, buy your lobster. Buy your lobster, you get a glass of champagne with it. So it's those people that support us that way
mm-hmm.
and support us helping by volunteering to get it together. That's the wonderful thing.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that I think people should realize is when you're coming out to a fundraising event, it's a fundraising event. And it's so often that, like, when I go to different events, if there's raffles or if there's auctions and people are like, well, and I'm like, listen, stop thinking about what you're paying for the item and start to realize that what you're doing is you're giving money to a cause. And especially something like this, because one of the things I think about before when you're talking about all the services that you provide for all your clients is that one of the things that helps with their expenses is the fact that so many people who are fighting breast cancer, if they're going through chemo treatments, they're missing work.
Oh, yes.
You know, and not every employer is like, oh, you're missing work because of breast cancer. Don't worry, we got you back. That doesn't happen all the time.
And it's not like you're missing a couple of days or a week.
Right.
You know, it could be a couple of months. It could be even in the recovery after that. It could be 6 months, whatever it is. And that's what sets you back. And that's what makes it hard. So this is what we try and do is just make their life a little bit easier while they're going through it. We're there for them 100%. And that's our main mission and our main goal.
Okay. Now, if somebody happens to be listening right now and they're thinking to themselves, you know what? There's absolutely no way I can possibly make it on August 8th. I just can't. But I want to make a donation. What can they do?
They can go right on our website. There's an area there where they can make a donation. They can call me up and say, hey, Margaret, set aside some raffle tickets for me, and I'll mail you a check and everything. Greatly appreciated. Whatever. We very easily take money.
Well, then give out the website again and tell them the phone number that they can call.
Okay,
as well.
It's www.wibcc.org. And the phone number is 631-669-7770.
Now, one of the things I realize with a lot of different charity organizations is they work with different corporations and things like mm-hmm. that. Are you involved with many corporations with your fundraising?
Not major corporations except for Atlantic Hyundai. I guess you would call that mm-hmm. a major. They actually fund the whole prize, the cash prize, which mm-hmm. is $4,000 in total. And then we have a lot of people, merchants in the area with businesses that support the T-shirt. We put the logo on the back mm-hmm. of the shirt, and their supporters and the many, many, many merchants in the area that donate baskets or gift certificates that we put together. So wish we had major corporations, but we don't. But we do have a lot of local people who give their all and anything they can.
Okay, so if somebody happens to be listening, though, who's involved with a company, or...
Let me give you that phone number again.
There you go.
Please, we would love it. It's 631-669-7770. Did I hesitate?
No, but you know what? But that, you know, so often when we're dealing with different things, I mean, look, the cause that you're supporting and the reason why you're doing this is, you know, can be quite sad when we sit and think about it. But you know what? One of the things I love is that you've taken something like that and been able to give people an enjoyable time around helping raise the money. And that's mm-hmm. that's a huge deal.
You know, I'll tell you quickly, another great supporter is Fire Island Ferries to mm-hmm. us. And the owner there, Tim Mooney, he's terrific. And he said to me one day, because he knows me, knows what I do, he said, this is the reason why we work with you, because we know you're not getting paid for this. Your board's not getting paid. And you're giving all this money right out to the women, where some major organizations don't. They have salaries right. and whatever, and rightfully so. They run big major places. So I think if anybody is out there listening about a corporation that would like to join us and help us, you know, keep in mind that we are not salaried. So anything that you can help us with, go right back to the women.
Yeah, that's a huge deal.
That's the big thing.
In 2017, that's not something you find that often anymore. Mm-hmm. So once again, if you're just joining us, my guest this morning is Margaret Campisi, the president of the West Hyslop Breast Cancer Coalition. And, you know, we're beyond excited because we're going to have a shucking good time coming up
yes.
on August 8th. I still remember the first time I saw that. I'm like, did I just read that
yes,
right?
Yes, you did. This year on the back of the shirt, it says, shuck yeah. So we try and come up with something kind of funny and keep it clean.
There you go. Well, just on the edge, though. That's
yes.
exactly the thing. So you're going to be out at Nikki's on the Bay, mm-hmm. August 8th. Now, you said that this is... It's the second Tuesday.
In August.
Every year.
Every year. Put it on your calendar for next year, too.
There you go. And, you know, if you have an iPhone, I know mm-hmm. Android probably does it, too. Mm-hmm. You can put the date in, mm-hmm. and then it will say you can automatically set it up. So
yep.
it'll populate for the second Tuesday in August, going on until you
right.
decide to...
Only maybe schedule it a week earlier to make sure you take off.
Well, actually, my experience of it would be that you want to take off that day and the day after.
Yeah, it is quite a party. We have some people saying, oh, we had the most wonderful time, I think, I remember. No, don't get me wrong. It's not a drunk fest, but it is a lot of fun and a lot of food and drinking and prizes. And as you said, Joe, it's when you reach into your pocket, you're not thinking about buying this. You're thinking about what you're doing.
Right.
And that's the major thing.
Right.
Major thing. And I almost didn't mention one of our big support. I did before, but mm-hmm. when you said about who sponsors you at WBAB, I mean, you're a big corporation here, you know, big radio station. So it's people like this that make it all happen.
Yeah. Well, thank you. And, you know, one of the things I think, though, I have to say, one of the things that's a testament to what an amazing event that you have. Now, as soon as I say this, you're going to remember, but 3 years ago when I came out to MC for you, it was a little wet that day.
I know what you were going to say. A little wet? I think it was a monsoon. It was. What happened? The skies opened up and it was, geez. But it didn't stop anybody. You know,
absolutely
we still had
did
a great
not.
Time. The tents, we, you know, the company put sides on it. And so, because the water was coming sideways.
Yeah, it was. But it was so funny because I remember that morning I woke up and I'm like, I wonder if we're still going to have this thing. It's kind of crazy out there. And I, you know, I called somebody here at the station. I called Jason, who you know.
Yeah. Oh, love Jason, yes.
And he was like, just wanted to let you know it's still on. I'm like, are you kidding me? Because this is right next to the water, man.
One good thing is if it does rain, but God's listening and it's not going to rain, we're totally tented.
Yeah.
So you would not really get wet. You
take
know.
It from me who was there in a really bad rainstorm.
Oof, that was awful.
You're going to come anyway. It doesn't matter. It's going to be going on. It's going to be fine. You're going to have a great time. You're not even going to notice that it rained because you're going to be having too much fun to pay attention to it.
It is a lot of fun. It really is.
So let's go. We're running out of time here. So what I want to do is just go over like some facts for the day. Tell us where, tell us what time, give us all the info again.
It's August 8th, and it's at Nikki's on the Bay. And I want to add that Nikki is just such a wonderful man. He is actually honored that we go there and have this fundraiser there. And he is so accommodating, and his whole staff, that it's a blessing. He's a blessing. So it's at Nikki's on the Bay in the Bayshore Marina. And if you haven't been to Nikki's, you should go. It's newly renovated. It's beautiful. And it's called the Clam Shucking Contest. And it's our 23rd year. And we have fun. We have an actual clam shucking contest. And, I forgot to mention the children. Bring the kids. We have corn husking for them. Face painting. And I don't know what else. We got tons of stuff for the kids. So, you know, don't say, oh, is there something that I should leave my kids? No, bring the kids. It's a lot of fun. And it's from 11 to 4. And again, it's the second Tuesday in August, August 8th. So we hope to see you there.
Okay. And once again, if people want to check some things out online.
Yes. You can go right on wibcc.org.
There you go. And the phone number again?
631-669-7770.
There you go. So I just want to ask you one thing just before we head out. Now, how long you've been working with the West Ashland Breast Cancer Coalition?
16 years.
So 16 years. What is the takeaway from you at the end of the day, at the end of the clam shucking day?
Well, I mean, am I exhausted?
Well, I mean,
I know what you're saying. I feel great. I feel I was rewarded, as well as my board feels that way. You get such a satisfaction of knowing that you worked hard, you did a lot, but the benefit from it makes so many women happy and families happy that it's a big reward to us to walk away and know we helped do this.
There you go. So, once again, Margaret, I want to thank you for joining me this morning.
Thank you for having me.
And I will be out there on August 8th.
Awesome.
I'll come out and have fun with you. So once again, if you are just tuning in, my guest this morning has been Margaret Campisi, the president of the West Islip Breast Cancer Coalition. And like I said, thank you very much for coming out again.
And thank you all for being you.
There you go. So once again, you've been plugged into Long Island. This is Joe Rock for Long Island's only classic rock station, 102.3 WBAB, and Long Island's number one hit music station, 106.1 PLI.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.